Justice Denied by Robert K. Tannenbaum. Read by Traber Burns. For those most special, Patty, Rachel, Roger, and Billy. Chapter 1. A fat man with a jaunty air and 5 minutes left to live walked out of the Izmir restaurant on 3rd Avenue and 46th Street on the island of Manhattan and turned east. He moved with the twinkle-footed gait adopted by many of the stout, but his progress would have been faster had he not, at nearly every convenient window, slowed to check his image in the reflecting glass. He saw a bland, moon-like face, neatly mustached in the manner of the late King Farouk, a face that demanded topping with a fez, but which at the moment supported a smoke-colored Hamburg. Below the man's several chins, there lay a heavy silk-rolled collar, a large knotted sulca tie in burgundy, and a dark double-breasted pinstripe suit of a beautiful, if antique, cut. Small oxblood cardigan shoes were on his feet, kid gloves were on his hands, and he had a fawn cashmere topcoat resting on his shoulders, in the manner of Italian filmmakers of the 50s. It was a Sunday morning, and though few of the other strollers were as formally dressed as the fat man, he did not draw unusual attention. Not in that neighborhood. The United Nations, whose headquarters stands on 1st Avenue between 48th and 42nd Streets, employs thousands of diplomats, most of whom live in the immediate area, and many of whom are peculiar in their dress. The fat man was, in fact, a diplomat, but his mission this morning, as every Sunday morning, was personal. He was a man of fixed habits. Each morning, save for the holy day of Friday, he arrived at the Izmir at 8 and 8.